I stood on the pavement across from the Garden of Allah. Around the doorway, old photographs of near-nude women curled under a dirty glass facade. Large letters proclaimed, "Beautiful girls, continuous entertainment." The advertisement read, "Female dancers wanted. Good take-home pay."
You here for the audition?
Yes, I am.
Dressing room's downstairs. Babe, show the dressing rooms.
Okay, Ed. This way, honey.
Babe was a short redhead who wore a red gathered see-through net skirt, a red brassiere, and a red sequin belt low on her hips. And at her feet was a cute wicker basket.
I'm Little Red Riding Hood. Jody's the Merry Widow, and Kirsty is Salome. She does the Dance of the Seven Veils. What's your routine?
I don't have a routine.
Well, maybe we can make something up. Show me your costume.
Costume? I only brought a leotard.
That? Oh, that's not very... You know, you need something a little more glamorous. Hey, I reckon you're about the same size as me. Why don't you borrow my rabbit fur G-string and bikini? You can be the Jungle Bunny.
Jungle Bunny? Where the hell do you get off calling me a Jungle Bunny? Get out of my way.
Oh, hey! Come back. I didn't mean no harm. I was just trying to help you. Don't go. The money's good. Here, I might have something else for you.
She pulled out a blue satin set of panties and brassiere studded with rhinestones and feathers.
Try these on.
What are you girls doing down there?
Oh, coming, Ed! There are 5 girls auditioning today, but they only need 4, so be real sexy, okay? I hope you get the job.
I hope you do, too.
Babe, or rather, Little Red Riding Hood, went first. Let's just say that by the end of that dance, the wolf's eyes were on stalks, and instead of homemade cake and jam, Red's basket contained underwear.
Okay, babe. Thanks for coming.
Oh, okay, sure.
Where's the colored girl?
I'm here.
What music do you want?
I can dance, but I need something fast to dance to. Caravan?
The band were the only other blacks present. They were surprised and pleased to see me on stage.
Caravan boys.
There was no story, no plan. I simply put every dance I'd ever seen or known into my body and onto the stage. A little rumba, tango, jitterbug, Susie Q, trucking, snake hips, conga, Charleston, and cha-cha-cha. When the music was finished, I had exhausted my repertoire and myself.
You weren't lying, were you? You can dance. You're in. Start tomorrow. Go downstairs, get changed, and when you come back, I'll tell you the terms of the contract.
You're magnificent. And you got a job.
I'm sorry you didn't make it.
Oh, I expected it. All these guys are down on me since last year.
But why?
I got married. My old man is colored. Look, you better go and see Eddie. He'll explain everything to you.
The other girls are strippers. You just dance. If they say something about your color, don't get upset. You've never had a colored girl here before. You ever been a B-girl before?
No, B-girl?
You know, B-girl, a bar girl. After your dance, you sit at the bar with the customers. If you hustle, you can clear 10, 15 bucks a night.
10 extra dollars plus my $75 wage sounded like riches, fur coats, and steaks.
You get a quarter for every champagne cocktail he buys you.
Champagne cocktail? They use ginger ale and 7-Up with a lemon twist.
And you get $2 off every $8 bottle of champagne. And don't go home with any guy or else the police will be down and close us up. 6 shows a night, 6 times a week. See you at 7:30 tomorrow.
And sure enough, at 7:30 the next night.
And now, for your pleasure and delectation, we have Rita dancing Scheherazade.
The first shows were anticlimactic. Clearly, I wasn't sufficiently provocative. No crowds threw flowers at my bare feet. No deafening bravos. In fact, my only applause was,
yeah!
From Eddie. For the first week, after each show, I raced down the concrete stairs and put on my street clothes. No bus could take me home fast enough to put Clyde to bed. The other girls, the strippers, flung provocative garments over their naked bodies, then went back to the bar, where they sat with the clients and guzzled down fraudulent drinks.
Hey, Rita, over here.
I don't like the look on your face, Ed. What's up?
Tell me, Rita, why do you think I hired you?
Well, I thought you hired me to dance.
Does this look like the San Francisco Ballet Company?
Well, no, but...
Tomorrow night, you bring your butt up here as soon as you change. You sit at the bar. First joker that comes in here alone, you ask him for a drink. Tomorrow night. I'm giving you one more chance.
And so, the very next night, I girded my mind for battle. I studied the other girls' routines, honed in my act, made it more appealing, and afterwards, I went to the bar.
Hey, Rita, this is Tom.
That was some routine, Rita. Some routine. I was moved.
Moved? Is that what you call it? Tom wants to buy you a drink.
Oh, thank you. I'll have a champagne cocktail.
Coming up.
Where'd you learn to dance like that?
In school.
Listen, Rita, can I ask you something?
Ask away, Tom.
Did you ever make love to a white man?
No.
Would you like to?
No, I don't think so.
One champagne cocktail.
Thank you.
Where you from, Rita?
NY.
NYB. None of your business.
A long way from home. Don't you get lonely?
Listen, Tom. This drink is called a champagne cocktail, and I get 25 cents for every one you buy. But really, it's only 7-Up. If you buy a bottle of champagne, it'll cost you $8, and I'll get 2 of that. But at least it'll be real champagne, and I can sit with you as long as it lasts.
Hey, I like your honesty, Rita.
And honesty paid. 3 months passed, and commissions poured in from the bar. I freely spent my earnings. Clyde and I had new clothes. We bought new furniture, dined in good restaurants, and spent Saturday nights in movie theaters.
The Wolfman's gonna get me, Mom.
Hey, it's okay. It's just a movie. It's over. He's gone.
Again. Can we see it again?
But why? It scares you half to death.
Are you surprised? After all, I'm only 8.
You're giving me that look, Eddie. What's up?
You're making more money than the other girls. They say they have a complaint.
What's the complaint, Eddie?
They say you must be promising to sleep with the clients. Otherwise, why do you end up every night with 4 or 5 bottles of champagne and $10 or more in cocktails?
You complain if I don't make enough money, and you complain when I do.
It's the girls that are...
I haven't promised anybody anything. I've just made more money. Let's leave it at that, okay?
It's not okay, Rita. They can bring you up on charges with the union or even get the club in Dutch. No new girl makes this kind of money.
Please believe me, Eddie.
Far as I'm concerned... You're a straight shooter, but these other broads, all they have to do is hint to the right people that the girls here accept B drinks. The board will suspend our license, so I'm putting you on notice.
On notice? But Eddie, that's...
You're on notice. 2 weeks.
I decided that since I was on notice, I could forget the audience and dance for myself. I was Scheherazade, dancing to save my life. And without knowing why... The audience that night responded to my predicament, much louder and more favorable than ever before. When I looked up, I saw a young Marlene Dietrich-looking woman at a table in the center of the room. She had a shock of sunlight yellow hair and brooded over a cigarette holder. I changed and went down to the bar, where she was waiting for me.
My dear, you dance divinely. Just divine. And you're so refreshingly young.
I'm 21.
Mm-hmm. Her perfume was thick, like the air in Catholic churches.
Won't you have a drink?
This drink is called a champagne cocktail, and I get 25 cents for every one you buy. But really, it's only 7-Up. If you buy a bottle of champagne, it'll cost you...
My God, it's true. You're kind of famous, you know. You must be the only open-faced B-girl in San Francisco.
Jari starred as a singer at the Purple Onion nightclub. When I told her I'd been put on notice, she didn't believe it.
But darling, you're the only talent they've got. Surely they don't think people come there to see those awful strippers in their awful sequins, I mean.
I'm sure I'll find something else.
It's a damn shame you can't sing. I'm leaving for New York to open in the Blue Angel, and the Purple Onion needs someone to take my place.
I can sing.
You can?
Lowy, 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 boy. Joey, 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 Mo and Joe run the candy store.
I had played Louis Jordan's record until it was gunmetal gray, so I knew every rest and attack of the song. I stretched my arms and waved my hands and body in a modified hula, indicating how fast Joe made his getaway. I tugged away from an imaginary policeman. I spun, kneeled, bowed, swayed, and swung.
This police holding me hand.
Oh, my dear. If you can perform like that, you should definitely take my place at the Purple Onion. You'll be a smashing success. I mean, they will simply adore you. Can you have an act together in 3 weeks? You'll need some training.
We began to prepare for my debut. For 3 hours each day, I received coaching.
At the beginning, glide out on stage like the Queen Mary slipping out of her berth. Reach the piano and then stand absolutely, but absolutely still. After a few seconds, look around at your audience, and then only then at your pianist. Nod your head to him, and then you will begin your music and your moves.
I had to learn at least 12 songs before opening night.
Now, we need to make you over. People are tired of the old Southern Negro, moss hanging from the magnolia trees and the lynchings and all that old stuff. Can't we come up with something less guilt-awakening? Why don't you be Cuban? Rita, the Cuban bombshell, whose father was a Watusi chieftain sold in Cuba.
My world was spinning off its axis. There was nothing to hold on to. I was being cast as a star in a drama, and I had no real desire to refuse. I not only agreed to the charade, but began adding my own touches.
Well, what about this?
Mm-hmm.
The Watusi chieftain was not a slave, but the son of a chief who sailed to Cuba to retrieve his sister who was stolen from Africa. Once there, he fell in love with...
My dear, that's some imagination you have. Now, you'll need a new name, something more exotic, more glamorous. A good name is half the act.
What's wrong with Rita?
Rita is not the daughter of a Watusi chieftain who sailed to Cuba to save his stolen sister. What about Nana or Sappho?
I'd prefer Lana or Betty.
Or... Nice, but those are already taken.
My brother calls me Maya. He used to call me my sister, then he called me Mai, and that became Maya.
Maya Angelos. Maya Angelos. It's divine, isn't it? Although Angelos sounds too Italian, don't you think? Angelos. What about we drop the S and add a U?
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Cuba, the daughter of the chief of the Watusi tribe, we present to you the new singing sensation, Maya Angelou.